The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Here it is, almost 2020, and still no flying cars. But wings? We don't need no stinking wings. Japan's ready to launch a new maglev train that's virtually as fast as flying. Here in Canada, a company is pitching a high-speed hyperloop system between Edmonton and Calgary, which would whisk passengers in a low-pressure tube. It's literally an aircraft without wings. Literally, gushed Transpod CEO Sebastian Gendron. So, what's the fastest human-made object we hairless chimps have ever created? You'll never guess, but we'll get to it. Here's the short list. In 1978, the jet-powered Spirit of Australia became the world's fastest boat, reaching over 317 miles per hour. Forgive the English measurements over metric. Multiply by 2.5 and do the math yourself. The Thrust SSC landed the land speed record when it reached 763 miles per hour in October of 97. The incredible SR-71 spy plane is literally faster than a speeding bullet, literally achieving Mach 3.3 or 2,193 miles per hour. The North American rocket plane X-15 holds the official high-speed record for a manned aircraft, a record set in October of 1967 of 4,520 miles per hour. But to really set your hair on fire, space is the place. Once it established orbit, the space shuttle would cruise at 17,180 miles per hour, booking it home from the moon. The crew of Apollo 10 reached a top speed of 24,791 miles per hour, while the lonely Voyager 1 space probe is still picking up steam, now traveling past our solar system at over 38,000 miles per hour. And drumroll please, the fastest human-made object in history is, wait for it, a manhole cover. The record was set at Area 51, Nevada in 1957. Operation Plum Bob blew up nukes above ground, underground, here, there, everywhere. On July 26, 1957, the first underground shaft nuclear test blew up real good. The nuke was lowered to the bottom and then a 2,000-pound armor plate manhole cover was sealed on top. Watching a frame-by-frame film recording of the explosion, scientists were able to determine that the cover shot off the shaft at over 150,000 miles per hour. Bet you never guessed. And now you know. Next time anyone starts talking smack about how fast they or their car or whatever is. I'm Cal Coat. This program is all about making an hour last as long as possible, so let's light a fire. Here's Making Movies, a Latin alternative band with Ruben Blades in the mix somewhere. From Americana, it's Delilah from World Beat Canada.
Oh, met Delilah long ago. She seduced me with her song, and I swore I'd never rest till I won her love. When a migra chopper came, my song turned to a scream. Wheel of fortune ran me down. I wasn't wishing for this thing. I was branded for the love of Delilah. I was beaten, then deported.
fastest fingers on earth, Rodrigo y Gabriela, acoustic metalheads shredding on Metavolution, their latest album, and Terra-centric. Making movies before that from their new album called Americana and Delilah. Okay, I confess, I'm suffering with this flu, and it's the worst I've been sick in like my many years. And believe me, I've clocked a few miles on the odometer, but I've never felt like this. And you can probably hear it in my voice. So bear with me. I won't talk too much. We'll get into the music. Here's Alonzo, a Toronto artist who recorded at Real World Studios. And the new album is called Shh. He plays guitar and Chapman stick. And something you see a lot of at this time of year, string lights, from World Beat Canada.
You'll hear familiar sounds through the walls. You'll smell fragrances and flavors. You're lying there on the floor. Distant ancestors call.
December 17th, your opportunity to celebrate with the 8th annual Christmas season, a traditional evening of Irish music and carols. That's Tuesday, December 17th, 7 p.m. at the Wolf and Hound on West Broadway in Vancouver. Donations go to the food bank. Rapidly becoming a Vancouver tradition, Five Alarm Funk blowed the roof off the Commodore Ballroom with a hometown holiday blowout bash. Special guests Rain City and Small Town Artillery. That's Boxing Day, the 26th of December at the Commodore. And another Vancouver tradition, because we like to change things up a little. The Town Pants present their annual New Year's Eve Eve. If you've got an itch to get your New Year's Eve on, that's December 30th at the Blarney Stone in Gastown. And special guest is Space Chimp. Our friend from Montreal, Latin music producer Bugat, is on the verge of releasing a brand new album, and he's shot us a little bit of an early taste. Bugat y los El Gato Rumbero. That's next on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote.
Noches, mi gente. Esto es Bugat. No borders, no boundaries. This is Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Bomba from Puerto Rico. That is conga player for Calle Treza, Hector Coco Barrez, and Igale. Before that, Bugat with Something Swinging on the Way. I can't wait to hear more of this album. And you'll hear it here first. Bugat y los El Gato Rumbero. Time for your touch of the familiar, and we turn it over to Alpha Blondie, who has done an amazing job of covering some rock classics in a reggae style. And on 2018's Human Race, he actually tackled Zeppelin's Monster in a one drop. That is Whole Lot of Love, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada. I saw him in concert once, and his guitar player really is that good. Alpha Blondie and Zeppelin's Whole Lot of Love for your touch of the familiar. We'll keep things in a tropical style, some punk rock steady from the Mad Caddies, who hail from Slovan, California. And She, that's straight ahead. On this episode of World Beat Canada, I'm so glad you could join us. I'm Cal Coat.
She screams in silence, a solid riot penetrating through her mind. with a brick of self-control. Are you locked up in a world that's been planned out for you? Are you feeling like a social tool without a use? Well, scream at me until my ears bleed, and I'm taking heat just for you. She's figured out all her doubts were someone else's point of view. Away, can't up this time to smash the silence with a brick of self-control.
tune that begs the question, what if James Brown ever formed an Afro-Latin salsa band? From their second CD, Jambu, that is Jungle Fire, and N-U-S-A-U. It's an acronym, but I can't remember what it means. I did talk to the guys about this, and it's something very positive. And Mad Caddies before that with She, punk rock steady from California. Now let's get off the North American continent and over to Mother Africa, where we find Marari Lepera and Taratasi, Malagasy, Cameroonian, Congolese, and Angolan influences. He's from Madagascar. To your ears on World Beat Canada.
Para toda la gente. You're taking a ride on the global side
with World Beat Canada.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as much as I want to trust my universal translator, that's Nubes de Sal, which I see as salt clouds. From The Strange Ones, it's Vancouver's Minghua, and Miari Lepera before that with Teratasi. New music from a Malian French project, Les Amazones d'Afrique. Amazon's Power is the first new single with a message of female empowerment. And that's straight ahead on World Beat Canada. I'm Kel Coat.
Jamais le silence, la violence, je
classic mix of the traditional and the unpredictable.
This is World Beat Canada.
Favorite sitar rock bands from Birmingham, England, that is Corner Shop, to Ginger Singh's project, and a fresh single called No Rock Save and Roll. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Kilt and a Twist. I hope you're checking that out with Patricia Fraser. Both available, start at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. You can subscribe for free at the iTunes store and check out our streams on Mixcloud as well. Our thanks to our subscribing stations. As always, I gotta go find some place to lie down. This is Thievery Corporation on the way out. They put on a great show for us at the Commodore last week with Brazilian girls who were truly brilliant as well. This one's Hare Krishna. And our last word goes to Napoleon Bonaparte, who said, "Imagination rules the world." Imagine that.
Vamos! para destruir. O mal consiste em habitar cada um de nós. Precisa persistir em se conectar com as belas cores que a vida tem pra oferecer. Oferecer Hare Krishna, terra do bem. Sem budista, terra do bem. Hare Krishna, terra do bem. Meditação.
Communications.